Well, I love an American success story. And in 2008, there were two guys that were sitting in their apartment in San Francisco. And there was a design conference that was going on a couple of blocks from their apartment. And they realized that the hotels were all booked for the design conference. And so they went to their local store. They bought a couple of air mattresses. And then they leased out the air mattresses to people who were at the design conference but couldn't have hotel rooms. And then they figured, you know what? If we can do this, I bet you other people can do this. So now fast forward 3 years, and now this particular website just received $112 million in funding.
Wow.
And they have 10,000 listings all over the globe. And the company is valued at over $1 billion.
Holy mackerel.
And the website is Airbnb.com. And, of course, they're not the only website out there. There's probably a dozen more websites. But the whole idea is that let's say that your roommates move out.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of finding one or two roommates, you may find 30 roommates. And that's what happened to this gal that was written up in the New York Times. And she's making about $1,800 a month renting out one of the rooms in her home.
Sounds too good to be true, almost.
Yeah, well, I did it. You ought to check it out. I did a quick search for Baltimore, and I found out that there was a naval officer that was renting a room in his, it looks beautiful, like a three-bedroom townhouse for like $55 a night. You could rent a houseboat in Fells Point for $85 a night. And it's people that maybe if they're not using it, they're thinking that, okay, I'm going to make a little extra money. There's some retired couples that are empty nesters,
mm-hmm.
and they're renting rooms in their homes, and the kids are like, I guess I can't come home this weekend. And mom and dad are like, no, sorry, we have tenants this weekend.
We rented your room out.
But it's really a great idea. Now, of course, there may be legalities. Homeowner associations are frowning upon this, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not turning yourself into a, quote-unquote, bread and breakfast. You're just renting your room out or a room in your house for one or two nights at a time. And so, you know, you might be saying, well, who am I going to get? Well, just like there are reviews on eBay, there are reviews of tenants, and there are reviews of people that are leasing rooms and reviews of the rooms. Now, there is one case right now that's getting a lot of attention on the Internet where this gal leased out her room, and she didn't, I guess, maybe ferret out whoever did it, and they came in and they vandalized everything, and they broke into a private closet, and they stole her passports and her jewelry, which, if you're going to rent it out and you're not there, I guess, I don't know if I'd leave my passport and
probably
my jewelry.
Probably not. Mm-hmm.
Probably not the best idea. But in case you want to check it out, I think it's really a fabulous idea. It's one of these things that, being the digital goddess, I sit here and I'm like, why didn't I think of this? Okay? But it's Airbnb.com.
And we will put a link to it on WBAL.com. Make it easy for people. It's all a matter of seeing an opportunity and knowing how to market it, I guess.
You betcha.
Thanks, Kim. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it.